The Lord's favor and blessings be upon you, dear family. Mother Claire began. Lord, I am here. I would like to be. May I help you? Patience is a heavenly virtue. Yes, I could use more. The secret is, be as patient with them as I am with you. Would you please help me not to forget? This is so painful. Yes, what you are doing with the community is right on target. Do not beat yourself up when you get resistance. Rather, give them time to realize they are being stretched by me, not you. My sons and daughters, there is a great need for you to stretch your toleration and patience to accommodate who I have made you to be. Stop reasoning as humans reason and realize that you are in a boot camp training, learning how to win the battle. You cannot be in a hurry. You cannot rush my spirit. You cannot rush each other. I want to see this mindset crucified by you all. You are far too interested in abandoning your station for worldly comforts. This must stop, or I cannot advance you into the higher realms. You are far too taken up by your body, your agendas for night or day, trying to get all in so you can take your ease. I do not want you taking any ease at all. I want you constantly focused on what I am doing and what I require of you. You are no longer toddlers that have very short attention spans. You are my disciples who will save souls from hell. You have very little time left to prepare and exercise your self-control. This will be imperative in the days to come. Your ability to move with the Spirit and not get ahead of Him may be the one factor that will make a difference for a soul to receive me and go to heaven, or lose interest and go to hell. Claire has not realized it yet, but I am using her slowness to train you. You would have not liked her 40 years ago. She was very quick and efficient and had very little tolerance for those who were slow and didn't get it right away. But I have deliberately seasoned her to be patient and slow so everyone could catch up to her. Count your blessings. She was very intolerant of slowpokes. I want you all to begin to realize that the things that happen to you on a daily basis are ordered by me. Satan, on the other hand, wants to criticize the slow-moving training by making you criticize her, find fault, so you will get antsy and miss out on the deeper lessons I am training you in. To be impatient with her is to be impatient with me and my mother. Meditate on that. It is not meant to make you feel guilty. It is simply an illustration for you of what I expect when my spirit is moving through her. And you, my love, are reaping what you have sown when you were impatient with other teachers and sometimes even with me. My point is that you should be different from the world, not anxious to move on to more exciting things, but fully engaged with the soul before you, as if he or she was the only soul left on earth. Rarely do these broken ones get this kind of attention, but you, in your humility, will be all too happy to listen to them pour out their hearts, and in doing that, they will feel like they matter, they are important, and you truly care, or you wouldn't be spending that kind of time with them. It all boils down to humility and learning to follow my spirit. If you truly want to live and work for souls, this is an absolute requirement. See others as greater than yourselves. You have no idea what they have suffered through and still have managed to keep their lives together. They have faced far worse trauma than most of you and come out still sane. That alone is a reason for you to look up to them and be deeply interested in their lives. And that was the end of his message. In Romans 12, 9 through 13, we read, "Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality." Amen and amen.